对。
Means you're looking at it from it's which perspective you're looking at it from, the subject or the object. Means you're looking at it that there's a relationship operating, that relationship gets a result. That's the logic. Right? Because that's how the formula works. So that's the skill, that's the knowledge that you sit down and study. But when you practically apply it, then seeing your relationship, you have to want to act in that relationship. I can identify, okay, this is my relationship with this person, but unless I want to, you know, activate it, or unless I'm attracted to do something with it, nothing will happen. So when that consideration is a need, then only I'll act. But the logic still works, because after acting you will get the result. So in other words, you're still doing sambandha avideya prayojana. But before avideya starts, there's the touch of prayojana. Right? Because if you don't know where you're going, how do you get there?
That's why
in explanation, the purpose of something is still sambandha. Because purpose means what result it could get, not what result you're trying to get. So analyzing what are the elements of the field, what are their relationships, what you can gain from them. Only if you're interested to work in that field and get some result from the field, then you'll act. And having acted, you will get result.
Right.
So, but getting observable result is what the man is looking for. And getting the experience of the result is what the woman is looking for. Right? That's why sometimes men make a mistake in dealing with women, is that as soon as the result is obtained, then activity is over. But because it takes time to generate an experience, just as there's preliminaries to generate, there's also conclusion to wind it down. Does that make sense? Okay. You know, the man comes to the table, sits down, eats, goes away. So preliminary simply meant sitting in the chair and picking up a spoon. Right. And conclusion means putting down the spoon and getting up from the chair. But for the women, it's all the arrangements before that, and then sitting and then appreciating it, then the food, and then afterwards, oh how nice, this, that, and then slowly taking everything away.
Right.
So that's a, So that's why if the men understand this, the preliminaries and conclusion are pleasant, so they do get a nice. It is nice. But only if it's done like that with the women in the apple. You know what I'm saying? Is that
okay?
Yeah. Something like that.
So you mentioned that the husband has to be humble in order to be able to have the wife. So when the wife gets angry, the husband has to be humble first. And what happens when the husband is not willing to be humble, but he just wants to continue being a couch potato and sitting on the couch and doing nothing? How can the wife have the husband?
Then you'll continue in a dysfunctional relationship. Another women can try to kickstart the relationship. But the men have to do it. That's what makes them men. They do it. They operate it. Right? So the concept that the man is in charge and in control is correct. All women want the men to take control and operate the relationship. The mistake is in what is the definition of control and operation.
Because
generally what happens is the soul inherently is feminine. The concept of operating it is feminine. Therefore, even though they're who and ha, still they act like women. Masculine means taking the leading role by properly performing the activities that you would want the other person to do.
Means,
to go back to Godhead, you have to be humble. You have to be tolerant. You have to respect others. And not expect respect for yourself. So you have to develop that anyway. So why would an intelligent individual avoid that mentality in dealing with his family? Grihastha life in ashram. It means that place where you can cultivate spiritual activities. Right? So if you're a brahmachari in the temple, then you have the temple president or the sankirtana leader or the temple commander to enforce humility, tolerance, respect, and not expecting any respect for yourself. But in the Grihastha ashram, then you have the same facility. It's equal opportunity. Right, but instead of the temple president and sankirtan leader and the temple commander, now it's your wife and kids and other in-laws. Means to go back to Godhead, you have to learn the same lesson. You learn as a brahmachari, no need to get married. You don't learn as a brahmachari, you get married. If you want the marriage to work, you're forced to learn. You don't want the marriage to work, go on in your illusion. But to go back to Godhead, you have to learn this anyway. So why not be mature and responsible and masculine and learn it?
Right.
It's supposed to be humble, the man takes the lead.
It's
supposed to be respectful, it's supposed to be tolerant, he takes the lead. That's not so. You understand? Any woman will follow that man. So that's the point, is if it's actually understood what is masculine and feminine, then the family situation becomes pleasant, in which now, instead of arguing all the time, you can actually function and get the maximum Krishna conscious benefit. Because more time is saved for service, because there's not an emotional riot going on.
És nem vitatkozással telik majd az idő. Tehát több időben a szolgálatra, mert nem egy érzelmi felkelések folynak állandóan.
And the riot is being kept under control because you're following the philosophy and that of life culture, and therefore connecting with Krishna.
És az érzelmi szentülések is kontroll alatt vannak tartva, mert követjük a filozófiát, és ezt alkalmazunk a mindennapi életünkben azáltal, hogy összekapcsoljuk a életünket Krishnával. Ez így érthető?
It works. I mean, you look at the Bhagavatam, you have so many examples of it. Diti and Aditi both go to Kashyapa and they got a problem. And they want him to take care of it. And in both cases, their approach, their attitude, what they actually want is wrong.
És mindkét esetben az, hogy mit akarnak, vagy az attitűdjük mindkét esetben rossz.
In both cases, he speaks to them very nicely.
Mindkét esetben nagyon szépen beszél hozzájuk.
Right? And in that way, they're pacified. And at least in Aditi's case, then she does the right thing.
És aztán mindkét egyet megvédíti, és legalábbis Aditi esetében, Aditi jó dolgot fogja csinálni.
So we even see Harani Kashipu, number one demon. When his brother dies, he's speaking philosophy. But he's speaking in such a way, and gently and nicely, that the women of his family understand and they're pacified. Right, so here's the biggest, nastiest, stinkiest, you know, masculine demon in the universe that can do whatever it likes. But he deals in the same rules with his own women.
De ugyanazokon a szabályok alapján
válik
a feleségeink.
You know, the 9 planets, okay, tie them up, put them on the steps of your throne.
Hát a 9 bolygót összekötözi és odarakja a trónján, a trónusának a lépcsőjére.
Right, because he's following there the principles of politics and power.
Mert hogy a politika és a hatalomnak a szabályait követi.
But with his women, he follows those principles.
De az asszonyaival ezeket a másik elveket követi.
Otherwise, how does he get the time to spend tying up the planets and walking on them if he would have to be in his house working out problems with his wife? Because he has a peaceful home, therefore he can go out and be Lord and Master of the universe.
Azért tud a univerzumnak az ura és mestere lenni, mert ott van egy békés családi közeg fogadja.
So it always works. Everybody uses it in the scripture. Like that. That's why we say, oh, how come it works then? Or that's 5,000 years ago, it's different. No, there's no different now. Men are still men, women are still women. you follow the same principles that works today as well as it did 5,000 years ago.
Nem mondhatjuk azt, hogy hát igen, ez működött akkor, hogy működött 5000 évvel ezelőtt. Nem, a nők akkor is nők voltak, a férfiak akkor is férfiak, és ugyanazokon az elveken működtek, mint ma. És ha akkor működött, akkor ma is működött.
If it wasn't practical, why were the scriptures mentioned?
Hogyha nem lett volna praktikus, akkor miért említették volna a szentírások?
So that's what it said. Prabhupada said, husband and wife live peacefully together, execute Krishna consciousness. So if you don't know the science, how will it be peaceful?
And
when it's peaceful, then the direct Krishna consciousness can be increased. Right? But if it's not, then it just becomes
the question is that in the Kali Yuga and in the West we see more and more men having a more feminine nature, more and more women having a more masculine nature, and within Krishna's family and outside Krishna's family as well. And in such situations, should the couple, if the couple is kind of such, should they remain as such and try to function with their given condition nature, or they should try to kind of see how the baby mother looks and how the baby woman looks like, how the baby man looks like, and try to attain those standards?
We're speaking about the mentality.
It was the mentality actually that's working.
Not the form it takes.
Mentality is a crucial form of the best
color. You know what I'm saying? Just like here we see that so many of the leading roles in, you know, management and the administration is taken by women. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the attitude in which they deal with each other. You know, if you change the attitude, then the men are men and women are women. Right, means gross follows subtle. So unless the attitude is right, then it will be very hard to see, you know, any kind of traditional form. The traditional form is based on this mentality.
Right?
Someone with this mentality, then this is the ideal form. So if ideal form is available, then it would always be preferred. But in cases where it's not available or not practical, it doesn't matter because the mood and mentality is still practiced.
De hogyha ez a forma nem elérhető, vagy nem praktikus, akkor is a hangulatot mindig gyakoroljuk, tehát a hangulat akkor is mindig megfelelő kell adni.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. So it doesn't change. So even if the boss, you know, you're working at a karmic job and the boss is a woman, it doesn't matter. She still appreciates it if you notice that her suit looks good. So even externally women are performing male duties, their nature still doesn't change.
Attól még, hogy nők külsőleg férfi kötelességeket végeznek, attól a természetükön ugyanaz marad.
You know what I'm saying? Water is ice or water is steam, but it's still water.
Attól, hogy a víz az most még, vagy a víz az gőz, attól mindig víz.
How much time do they need to like set up the prasad and do all that kind of
thing?
Oh, okay. So then what would be, you go up to 10 and then stop? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so stop at 10. So, yes.
So the question is that you mentioned that most or only maybe just Brahmin women are capable of, women are capable of living alone. And what is the reason for other for women belonging to other Brahmins not being capable of living alone? And also what happens when someone grows old and she will have to live alone anyway?
That's something not talked about. All women end up alone anyway. The men always have a nasty habit. The men always have a nasty habit of dying first. But the point is, but what happens is once they cross childbearing age, then the force of the hormones is no longer there. So that reduces the, how you say, the, you know, the roller coaster effect. Right. And ideally, it has been a lifetime of being supported.
És ideális esetben, hogyha már egy élet óta támogatva volt, vagy egy életen keresztül támogatva.
So much, now we can just give.
És annyi mindent kapott, akkor most már ki fog tudni adni.
Is that
ez
így so then it works.
Tehát akkor így működik.
Because women can be very practical.
Yeah.
Yeah, these women are four times more clever than men. Right. Clever is practical intelligence.
Right.
But they only apply this cleverness when they want to.
It's
sort of, you know, that's the point. Right? So if someone within childbearing age, then the brahminical nature then requires less. So it's easier to deal with. The flips are smaller. You know what I'm saying? So it's more easy to keep under control. And the tendency to look at it more philosophically will be there. You know, it's not that they like being alone, but they can deal with it. Well, the other one is that desire in the passion is more, that the swings are so much more heavy that without support it's very hard to work with.
De már a többi valami esetében viszont a vágyak és a szenvedélyek sokkal erősebbek, és így ezek a kilengések és erősebbek, és ugye nincs ott valami támasz, akkor nagyon nehéz ezek.
So ideally it's a properly trained man.
Ideális esetben, aki ezzel foglalkozik, hogy megfelelően képzett
férj. Either as a father, a husband, or a son.
Vagy az apa, vagy a férj, vagy a fiú.
Or then if she does, if she's fortunate, she does have solid basis in other relationships, other ladies in the community, then it can work.
But if
so then it works better. That's why you see when they do become a recluse, If there's no support from father, husband, or son, generally the recommended situation is that there is something extremely cyclic or transcendental. Right, so therefore engage in deity worship or something that's more cyclic.
Because
it doesn't generate passion. Right, the lifestyle is simpler. Right? They went white. They went white. So therefore you don't have to worry about millions of colors and all those things.
Right?
And then keeping up with girls that have men that buy them saris. Of course, it's still left with the slight problems of variation in the white.
Persze,
mindig gondolom, az a kis probléma, hogy a fehérek is vannak változatai.
Even though no one else can see it, lehet, hogy
mások nem látja. The little border, the little boobies. Boobies, those little dots of boobies. No, I'm there. That's a boobie.
Igen, ezek a szegények,
hogy kis pöntjök. You know, like that, if you have holes in it or not, you know.
Van egy
lenni question. You know, nothing like that. So you still have something that they can still express their, you know, six times as envious to it, you know. But because it's kept in a very narrow range, you can work with it. Because the mode of goodness is actually very important for women. Another formula is that when you reflect the goodness, passion, potency into the material world, then you get goodness, passion, ignorance. So Kundalini reflection of goodness. So the feminine nature is situated in goodness. Goodness means the present. Ignorance is the past, passion is the future. So that's why it's talked about in the Shastra about the moment. So the moment means where the woman is at this moment. So if the man deals with the moment, he's dealing with the present, therefore she can relate to it. But if she's being tricky and the man says, no, you should be more self-controlled, this, that, that's future. Or, you're so nice before, what happened? You changed, that's past. So the man can go on all day saying whatever he likes, but unless what he's saying is at the present, it won't work. Because only mode of goodness is the result that's, you know, usable. Passion and ignorance always give a bad result. That's why, and that kind of moment we have to remember is 1/11th of a second. So that's all it takes is 1/11th of a second to start an argument. That's because the man wasn't dealing in the moment. So that means that the man has to be very focused, very concentrated. Very useful, how do you say it? Qualities. That's why it said, if you can successfully live with a woman, you can manage an empire. The same focus it takes to actually deal properly with a woman, you can manage, you know, the world.
Right.
So all very important good qualities for men to learn. So they should take advantage. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So it's a very important. That's why men, even though let's say in the morning that the wife said let's do this in the evening, so the man thinks the whole day we're going to do this in the evening. But when he gets home, he finds that's not the case. Because it's a different moment. Right? In other words, the woman said that at the moment, and it was favorable for that moment. So unless the experience of that moment lasts the whole day, then the activity in the evening will be different. So therefore, men do well to not live in the mode of passion by thinking, I'm going to do this. Make no plans until you walk in the door. Right? So if you deal with the moment, it will work. But if you try to apply the present, the future, or the past, that's generally where men fail. So not dealing, because that's the point. Krishna interacts with the devotee what they are right now. So the master principle has to deal with the female, what mood she's in right now. It doesn't matter what it was half a second ago, it's what's right now. So therefore he says a wrong word or a wrong tone of voice. So instead of, you know, living in the past and saying, what happened? Everything was going so nicely. Right. Even though the past was only 3 nanoseconds before. He immediately figures out what he did wrong, takes that humble mood, a sincere mood, and corrects it, and then it moves on, you know, after another 2 or 3 moments. So within the second, it went from, you know, the top, you know, potential of hitting the bottom, and then stayed there. That's why if the women don't respond to a man's endeavor, they get frustrated. They just want to know they're doing a good job. But the problem is unless they behave, it means unless they follow these principles, the woman won't be happy and won't say he's doing a good job.
De akkor az, hogyha a férfi nem jól csinálja a dolgokat, nem alkalmazza ezeket az elveket, amiket említettünk, akkor a nő nem fogja neki azt mondani, hogy jól csinálja a dolgát, és akkor
visszaállt. So the man deals with the woman in the moment, she'll be satisfied.
De hogyha a férfi a jelen pillanatban viszonyul a nőhöz, akkor a nő elégedett.
And if she's satisfied, he'll be satisfied.
És hogyha a nő elégedett, akkor a férfi is elégedett.
That's why Manasamita, then Mano makes the point that if the wife is happy, the whole house is bright, and if she's unhappy, then it's quite dark. There's no corner you can hide in, it creeps under the door. So that's the point. The women turn to the men for security, so if he's dealing in the moment, that means there's a connection. There's connections now, not in the future, it will be, or it was in the past. That's not connection, connection's now. To deal in the moment, he must be considerate. And when a woman is confident, she always responds nicely. So what she's looking for is a tank. And what the man is looking for is only attainable through this. So these principles are the only way that you can make the male-female relationship work. Like that? Then both are satisfied. What each is looking for is different, but the only way to get it is in the same thing, same activity.
Amit a kettő keres a kapcsolatban, az különböző, de ugyanazon a cselekvésen keresztül tudják elérni mindketten, amit szeretnénk.
So Sambandha a male is different from Prayojana a female, but the only place they meet is in Abhidaya.
Sambandha a férfi principium, az különbözik a Prayojanától, ami női principium, de a kettő az Abhidayában találkozik.
So that's why the interaction between Krishna and his devotees, that's what's most important to us. Krishna is God, he's the Lord, this is nice. Important, that way we know the role the spot's already taken. Right, you know. So then the thing that actually is attractive and nourishes that understanding is the relationship of Krishna with the devotee.
So
Krishna is existence is good to know. But Krishna's interaction and relationship with the created, that's what's important.
De azt is tudjuk, hogy Krisnának mi a kapcsolata a teremtéssel, a teremtett dolgokkal, az fontosan.
So that's the more meaningful thing that we're creating.
Ez ennek van több értelme, hogy belássuk, hogy mi vagyunk a teremtett.
So our existence, our manifest existence depends upon Krishna interacting with the creation.
Hogy a mi megnyilvánunk létünk, az Krisnának a teremtéssel való kapcsolatán.
Creation is a spiritual and material world.
És a teremtés alatt a lelki és az anyagi világot is érte.
Right? Is that okay?
Ez is rendben van. So how should we think about making plans? Because often we hear that it's good to make plans in the mode of business, but somehow it seems that it's in the mode of passion also, so how should we relate to this planning?
No, plan means you know where you're going. So like we said before, unless the Prayojana is there, you don't act. But what we're meaning here is the difference between planning, you know, and being intelligent in that way in the mode of passion is the connection to the present. From the present, I project into the future.
Right.
Depending on our situation now, this is where we could get. Now, what's the plan to get from where we are right now to where we want to go? So we're dealing with the future, but through the mode of goodness. Mode of passion, I'm thinking about the future, it doesn't have a connection with the present. That's why I'm saying it's passion for the man to make the plan, because he doesn't actually know what the moment is going on at all. So once he meets the wife, then he can decide what direction he wants to try to take it. But you have to start from what mood the wife is right now. Right? Then you make the endeavor to take it wherever you want. The women want the men to take it somewhere. But the women want to be part of it. Right? So unless they're considerate, they're not part of it. Right? So couch potato news doesn't take the women into consideration. Right, so as long as she's on the phone or doing something else, then you can be a couch potato. But as soon as she's not, then you have to be interactive. Oh yeah, no, it's yes. Okay. So what we're now? Sri Prabhupada ki, Sarvata Bhaktivinoda ki, Sarvata Gaurivinoda ki.
Namaste Saraswati Devi.
Namaste Saraswati Devi.